Ever tried working two jobs? And simultaneously? It's tough. I'm Stephen Lay, University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Information Officer, with this week's edition of University Focus. Serving two employers at the same time is exactly what happens in the play Serving Two Masters, which opens in the UAF Fine Arts Theater on Friday, November 30th. The humor, confusion, and its resolution is predictable and enjoyable, according to director Ken Rich.
This is definitely family entertainment. Part of what the Commedia tried to do was have a broad appeal to country folk, and what Goldoni did was he scripted that kind of humor, caught the humor, and we have taken the production and paid tribute to what we consider to be our comic forces, the circus, vaudeville, silent movies, and the English pantomime, so it definitely is something for the whole family.
Everyone will enjoy the convolutions of the story.
Basically, the story involves a servant who comes to Venice, and in an attempt to keep himself fed, he tries to play the trick of serving two masters at one time. And the masters actually know each other, but they aren't aware that each other is in town. So it ends up being a mix-up of confused identities and misunderstandings.
All in all, it's chaos on the stage and much laughter for the audience.
Being consistent with our original idea of trying to combine aspects of all of those forms that I talked about, the set really is a mixture of trying to establish Venice, Italy, but incorporating elements of movies, the circus. The whole impression you get from the set is one of sort of disorientation, a carnival atmosphere. You have the laundry hanging from that you'd see in the street, but at the same time you have the buildings that look like they're made out of Tinker Toys, and so it is a combination of a number of things to give it that carnival atmosphere.
Rick has recruited his entire cast from the campus.
The cast is completely student, and in that respect it's a broad mixture of those who are very experienced and those who have never stepped upon a stage before. Some familiar faces might be Lori Rowland from the department, who is playing Silvio, a man's role. Steve Bernansky, who is playing Florindo, is new to the department. Kim Christopher is playing Beatrice Rastoni, and she is also new. And Chris Armbrister is playing Pantalone, and Chris has been seen in several shows.
Other elements of the production have been coordinated, creating the total carnival effect.
Dana Orchard is doing the costuming for the show, and again, tying all of that concept together that we talked about before, what you will see in those characters are impressions of film stars that you have seen before, or clowns that you have seen before, other personalities, and Dana has incorporated all of those little hints into the costumes. As you watch it, you may say to yourself, gee, I've seen that somewhere before, but it won't look exactly like the original. And so she's done a wonderful job in incorporating all of those different aspects of it. The lighting is being done by Walter Ensign, who is also designing the set. And the lighting, too, will have a very carnival circus atmosphere to it, some very bright, broad colors, primary greens, blues, reds.
The dramatic forces come together, giving the audience a very enjoyable evening at the theater.
The play works like so many others from that period. It is a puzzle. All of these people come in, and somewhere along the line they've either met each other or they've worked with each other before, but it is in the working out of this puzzle that makes the ending interesting, and so I'm not going to give away the ending if you can figure that out.
Ken Rish is a member of the UAF Drama Department faculty and director of the play, A Servant of Two Masters. The play will open in the Fine Arts Theater on Friday, November 30th. The box office will be open from noon to 5 p.m. beginning Monday, November 26th. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Lay. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.